Greetings to you in Jesus' name. May God bless you and give you the fullness of life as you pursue him and seek him with all your heart. And I pray that that would be the same for me as well and all those who name the name of Christ. I would like to continue to feast in the Lord's word and to have daily bread for a daily inspiration. And I trust that you're doing the same and finding that God is speaking to you in his word and through other brothers and people that are also following after the Lord. And today I would like to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and just a very, very brief summary. The church at Corinth was a very troubled church. There was a lot of things that were going wrong in the church. And Paul was recognizing this. God gave him wisdom to be able to speak to them and to give them counsel. The Bible tells us that the scriptures aren't given to us by man's interpretation, but it's God's word, and he uses men to bring that word, but it's from God. And Paul was being used here by God, and he was discipling and rebuking, exhorting the church at Corinth, because they were very carnal, worldly. They had problems in the church that actually were quite embarrassing, and Paul's saying this shouldn't even be named amongst the church, but he is talking to the people that are part of this church. They are those that had an understanding about who God was and his son Jesus Christ, but there were problems. Just like there are problems today. Each of us face different problems. There's things today that we walk in that hopefully God will work in us and help us to day by day be more and more like our Savior. Now here Paul is going to give counsel to this church. And I'll begin in chapter 3, verse 1. And again, it would do well for you to go back and read through the whole book and get lots of instruction and guidance here, but I, for the sake of time, I can only do a little bit here. So I'm going to begin chapter 3, verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. Again, these are people that understood who Christ was, that he came, he died, offered himself, and to begin a work that had never been done before, a new birth in Christ. Verse 2, I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. For you are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, and God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. So just to pause there for a moment, Paul's saying, you have come to this place because you heard either me or Apollos preach the gospel to you. He said, but I'm afraid for you. I've given you milk because you're not ready for the meat. You're like a baby in Christ, and you're not ready for strong meat. I fed you the milk that you are able to handle. But he says you're carnal. And what are some of the signs that Paul was able to see that they were carnal? He tells us right here in verse 3, there is among you envying. Anytime there's envying, it's carnal. We know that. But sometimes we wrestle with envy, and it's good for us to recognize, hey, this is carnal. This is not God. This is carnal. Envying. And he says, and strife. I think there's plenty of that in lives today, even in the churches. Envying and strife and divisions. Divisions? There's divisions in the body of Christ today. I know you know that. I know that you probably could tell me some stories about envy and strife and divisions amongst those who you know and those who you're associated with. It's real. It's something that the Corinthian church was struggling with, and I believe we struggle with that today. And Paul is saying that is carnal. That is a carnal way, and you shouldn't be walking in that. And then he says, for while one saith I'm of Paul and another of Apollos, are you not carnal? Why is that carnal? Paul wasn't interested that people follow him. He said, he did say, follow me as I follow Christ. In other words, if I'm walking in what the teachings that you've heard, if that's true in my life, then follow that. Only as I follow Christ. He's not saying follow me. That's not where he ended it. He did say those words, follow me as I follow Christ. That is the high mark. If I'm following Christ, then take my example. If I'm not, then don't. That's basically what he's saying. Because our goal is to follow Christ. Follow Christ. And it's carnal for us to follow any other, no matter who it may be. And you know, at first glance, you might think, well, I'm not following anybody else. Well, I would just ask you to go before God and bring that to him and ask him, am I following somebody else? Is there somebody else in my life that's more important than you, Lord? Am I going by the doctrines and teachings of a man, or am I getting from your word? You can ask God these things, and he will reveal, because he doesn't want us to follow a man. He wants us to follow Christ. Paul says, some are out there planting seeds, some are watering, but the increase comes from God. That's the main thing. God is the one who needs the attention. For us to get our attention, it's God. So he's addressing a problem here. He sees some carnality, some flesh in the church that is rising up and is destroying and pulling down, and he's concerned about it. And he talks about building upon the foundation of Jesus Christ, and that I'm going to let you read through some of that, because I'm going to run out of time if I keep going this way here. So I'm just going to skim over here, but go back and read. And Paul is saying, you build on the foundation of Jesus Christ, but what you build is going to be tried with fire. And if it remains, then you know you've built with pure doctrine and pure religion in Christ. But if it burns up, it was your own works. It was things that are carnal. They burn up. But then he goes, I'm going to go skip down to verse 21. Let me just go back up to 16, verse 16. He says, know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? He's saying, you need to take heed. You need to be very, very careful. You are the temple of God. You are representing something here that the world's looking at. And the world mocks at Christianity because there's a lot of carnality. But I believe God wants to fix that. He's going to start with me and with you. Those that really want to get cleaned up in that way, God will do it because he wants to purify his church. He wants to make a spotless bride. And he's in the business of doing that, and he has no lack. He'll do it. But let's pray that God will help us to recognize carnality in our lives and to lay it down and to let God take it and to build his temple and to build his people up in the Lord Jesus Christ. May God bless you as you allow him to do that in your life.